Pope Francis will visit the Middle East later this week, and he'll be stopping in Israel, where Christians make up just 2% of the population. But the number of Christians in Israel is slowly rising, and the makeup of that population is changing, too. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Kids go to Catholic Sunday school on Saturday in Israel because most Israelis observe the Jewish Sabbath, which falls on Saturday, and Sunday is a work day here. After hymn practice last week at the Our Lady of Valor Pastoral Center in Tel Aviv, Father David Neuhaus baptized two children in front of an overflow crowd. Most people attending were Filipino who came to Israel as temporary workers, but some, like Marisol Kayanen, have been here 2 decades. She brings her children to this church because services are in Hebrew, which the kids speak in their public school. School also teaches the Jewish Bible, or Torah. Kayanen says that makes church a challenge.
For the children, it's difficult because in school they're learning from Torah and here is about Jesus and everything.
This permanent Catholic center opened just last month. Dozens of Christian churches rent basements or office space around this South Tel Aviv neighborhood. They serve legal and illegal Asian and African migrants. Father Neuhaus.
It's a whole new mode for the church to be in. This year we're going to have over 60 children for First Communion. This is extraordinary for the Church of the Holy Land to be going out on a mission into the heart of Jewish society, Tel Aviv.
Not a mission to convert Jews, Neuhaus emphasizes, though he was born Jewish. He hopes these Christians from Asia and Africa living in Israel can build relationships with Jews that are not a reminder of the Crusades or the Nazis or other Jewish suffering at the hands of Europeans.
What we are looking for and looking toward is a conversion of hearts where Christianity will not be associated with the cause of Jewish suffering.
Although migrants add to the number of Christians in Israel, they are a tiny minority. Pollster Tamar Herman of the Israel Democracy Institute doubts churches like the New Catholic Center in South Tel Aviv will impact Israeli society.
It wasn't opened because of local people expressing some needs. It is for people who, in the foreseeable future, they would not get citizenship, they do not take part in the political discourse.
But most Israeli Christians are citizens, though from different cultures and ethnic backgrounds. Some immigrated with Jewish family members from the former Soviet Union. Russian Orthodox services are held in ornate 19th century churches around Jerusalem. Roman Goltayev attends regularly. Most non-Jewish Russians have culturally assimilated in Israel. But as a practicing Christian, Goltayev feels he doesn't quite fit in.
Of course I feel like an Israeli citizen. I served in the army. I went to school here. I lived here 25 years, more than half my life. I'm a citizen. But in society, there isn't a place for people like me.
The vast majority of Christians here are Israeli Arabs. At 3/4 of the Christian population, they have well-established institutions that don't mix much with migrant or Russian Christians.
We have no connection with them. Our church has only Arabs.
Peter Habash, the former head of the Arab Orthodox community in Jaffa, near Tel Aviv, says the separation is partly due to language and partly culture and politics.
You are a Christian, I'm a Christian. So what? You are not from my people. I am from Palestinian people. So a lot of Christians, there is all over the world. Some others, the allies of Jews. Some other allies, the Palestinians. It depends on their own opinions.
The Pope arrives in the Middle East on Saturday. He'll meet with Christians, Muslims, and Jews and visit holy sites in Jordan, Israel, and the Palestinian territories. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.